Good morning, Rabbi Sai. We'll start off today with a picture of Yisrael Goldstein and Betty Gittleson in England, as you can tell. And a random car. The guy writes in a random car in, I'm sure it's Brooklyn because it has every siman of Brooklyn, the building, even the person walking across the street with the car. But here's the interesting thing. I don't think it's the same car. I'm looking now, it's not. This is a good one. This is caught on a speeding camera. Here it has the MDY magnets. The guy is a neuer volume. He went 37 miles an hour. And he got caught in a 25 zone. Yeah, he's on a call in the stomach. Shalom Rebbe. His name is Pinchas Miles from Brooklyn, New York. I saw the shir today that your buddy, Reb Nachman Seltzer, was giving you a hard time with your lovely pshat from Corner of the Sio about a Ben Sawyer Meyer. Listening to his mother, it was a perfect pshat slash joke. Ignore the haters. Nunu, the haters will hate. Here's a joke I heard from my friend, Jonathan Shapiro. Jonathan Shapiro, Yishkoyach for the joke, from Boston, Massachusetts. A Yeki walks in late to Mincha and misses Ashrei, but he made it in time for Yoishvei. Rebelli, keep your jokes coming. Don't blame the Chevre. Oh, Nachman laughed on that one. It took him a Yekish of 5 seconds, but it chopped it. Can't appreciate quality jokes in the here. Hopefully, they'll come around soon enough. Must continue. Brach Vatzlocha, your Talmud, Pichas Miles. Dear Rebelli, this is that tzaddik from Côte Saint-Luc, Quebec. Remember that guy? He said, I should have looked it up. I think he said that he has a very hard time finding somebody to join the shir, and Mameli wants to buy the Gemara. And I said, no. You got the Motzasa time. And I'm very excited to tell you, after many weeks of trying to get someone to join the shir, I, Baruch Hashem, got my father-in-law to join. And after watching just one shir, he's hooked. He thanked me for telling him about the shir as well, and he increased my monthly stipend. Not that I just stuck in. As he really enjoyed it, and will Baruch Hashem continue to follow every day now. Does the free Gemara Tainus that I will receive in the mail, will it have the 8-minute daf MNDY logo on it? Yes, Avada, even more than before. Now we know to make more of them. They only come in 500 batches. That's why we got stuck a little bit with the other ones. I just asked Arsu yesterday, they're going to get back to me, if we could maybe stamp it ourselves. We need a special machine. They have a massive machine. I don't know if it's possible to do or not. Also, I want to know, I saw you have some guys that are wearing 8-minute daf sweatshirts. How can I get one of them? Also a hat, maybe a sticker to put on the car. I think there's something coming with every Gemara. I'm not exactly sure, but I think something. But Shmuel Meir Kravetsky. Today's shiur sponsored by Shmuel Hecht, Parnas HaChodesh, F245. In honor of the Yoimi committee and the Hatzolah members who push Harbotzes HaTorah with their Magichir. And Lili Yishmai Dechaver Mordechai Shalom Pinchas Tuvio, Ben Avraham Moshe Peretz, Kopman, who was ripped away from us at such a young age. Mesechta Rosh Hashanah, the Mesechta, is dedicated by Yossi Nesli Elbaum, children Tila and Ruvain, Lili Yishmai Zvili Tzipori Bas Reb Ruvain, and Schus Veshidoch Tila Sora Bas Esther Leah. By Shimi Rapp and family, Zeicha Nishmas, our father. By Yisrael Shalitsky. Yosef Ben Chaya Leir, Lerefuah Shleim, B'sech Shor Chol Yisrael, having surgery this morning in New York. And Lahavda Ben Chaim L'chaim, today is the first yahrzeit of Rav David Feinstein, Zeicha Tzadik Levrocha, Rav David Ben Harav Moshe, Zeicha Tzadik Levrocha. Wow. Unbelievable. Rabbi, we have Dr. Shamroth is part of the shir, and he wrote this book on... I have no idea what this is. Whatever. This is the book. Here's a typical page in the book. He's offering to give a class at night about the stars, the moon, the mazalas, the wheels. He made fun of my wheel shtickle. He said it was good for the Amaratzin, but if you don't want to be Namaritz, you could join him. So if the Olam is interested, we could get together. And Yishkoyach to F94 for this amazing new cap. Shkoyach. Nah, it's going to ruin. It's going to ruin the little... After shiur, we'll do after shiur. Where are we holding, Rabbi Isai? The English people. Shem Yerachim. There's no place to sit? Gotta be careful with the editor. Gotta be careful with the editor. There's a seat over here. Yosef Shlomo, this lease over here. Here, you can come sit next to me. Come, Yosef Shlomo, sit over here. But no kashas, only the good ones. Get over here. I know, but don't worry about it. Get over here. Oh, you know who should get over here? You know, it's Gavriel Lin's bar mitzvah today. Where's Gavriel Lin? Gavriel Lin, come here. You should sit next to me. And you take Yosef Shlomo. Get over here. Gavriel Lin, kid that comes every single day since he was born. For the last 13 years, he's been here. Get over here. Where are we holding? Rabbi Isai, we are holding Omar Rib Oven. It's like nine lines from the bottom. Shalom Aleichem, Mazel Tov, everybody. Look at this tzaddik. Woo! Here, sit down right over here. Right over here. What kind of Gemara you have? The Hebrew one. Only... You guys noticed I tried to start cheer 2 minutes earlier? Never happened. And I'm not going to finish on time either. Never happened. Oh, my Rebbe Oven. Nine lines from the bottom of Tez Zayin Omid Beis. Micro. Gevaldika. I got it today. Micro. Yimochu Mesefer Chaim. How do we know that there are three Sfarim? Sefer Shetzadikim, Rishoyim, Beinonim. It says in the Pasuk, Yimochu Mesefer. So we're going to make a stop there. Chaim is another sefer. Vim tzadikim ayiko sevu. Third. Yimachu mesefer. It's a little bit interesting to read it like that. Ze sifrim shel rishoyim gemurim. Person rosh gamur. Now I'll show you real quickly. Don't worry, there are not that many of these today because it's agadita. But the R, if we go through the Gemara carefully, the R six madregas. There's a person that has roiv mitzvahs, he's a tzaddik gomor, he has 51% mitzvahs, he goes into Gan Eden. Half and half, also Gan Eden. Half and half, exactly half and half. I never understood exactly what it means, half and half. How do you have exactly, it's not the amount, it's the what it's worth. You know, you could have one mitzvah that goes against 100 averis, etc., then the opposite. But half and half. Exactly how that happens, I don't know. Maybe according... Pachidisok talks. Okay, great. So they talk about it. Great. I wanted to say I said a pshat to mechavrusa and he laughed at me. I said, based on a baya that we learned the other day, that you could be ma'arviv and it's almost meiser and that counts. So it's almost half and half and that counts. He laughed. Okay. Don't listen to the haters. Now, you have chatzi, but one of the averis is in there. He's a poshei Yisrael. As we're going to see, a guy never put on tefillin, let's say, in his life. But that's only one of his averis. But he's still 50-50. He's a guy who learns in Kail, never wears tefillin. So for that, he goes into Gehenim for just a moment. He gets cleaned like a tefillah, quick tefillah in Gehenim, poof, he comes out. If he has roiv averis, he has 51% averis, then I don't know if you can see, it's a calendar, a full year, 12 months in Gehenim. If he's roiv averis, plus he's a poishei, I apologize for the graphics, I ran out of room here, then he goes to Gehenim for 12 months, but Hashem takes his neshama, burns his neshama becomes ashes, and it goes underneath the feet of the tzaddikim. I don't know if that was appropriate, but to remember. And then you have a guy that's a kaifer, he's in Gehenim for doira doiras, never gets out. So these are the six. Let's see if we can find these six in the sugya today. Says the Gemara, Rishayim, Gemurim, they get wiped out, erased completely. Chayim, the word Chayim, life, for Olam Haba, is a Sifrim Shel Tzadikim. V'im Tzadikim, Aliko Seivu, Ze, Sifrim Shel Beinonim. We have the guys that are 50-50 people. Chatzi Chatzi, half mitzvahs, half averis. I wish I knew what Rabbi Yitzchak Kutner says, but okay, you'll tell me after Shir. Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchak Gomer Mahacha. V'im Ayin, Moshe Rabbeinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu after the eagle, if not, Mecheni no mesifrecha asher kosafta. Another pshat, another pasuk. Mecheni no zis sifrim rishayim. Please erase me. That I don't want to be with the rishayim. Mesifrecha zis sifrim tzadikim. Erase me from your book. The tzadikim as well. Asher kosafta zis sifrim shel beinonim. So once again, we have three svarim here. Sorry, a guy just wrote me an email that maybe we should erase the bracha. When I say the bracha, maybe you shouldn't put the end in. Don't erase it. Just if you're watching on YouTube, don't say amen. I try to make the bracha before Shabbat.
Yeah, but it's so exciting.
I tried to make the bracha before, but I was so excited today and many other days, I forgot. Okay, Tanya, by the way, we're going to learn something interesting. If you leave now to pick up your kids from school, you already gained something. Why? Did you know that there are three judgment days that a human being, that a neshama goes through? What are they? Rosh Hashanah, the day of the death, Misa, but there's another one. Huh? No, every day was Rabbi Yossi, that's one Shita. We go with Rosh Hashanah. But what else? Besides Yom HaMisa, there's another one. Yom HaDin HaGadol. That's in the future by Tchias HaMeisim. Says the Gemara Tanya, and that's what we're talking about right now. The third one, there's Rashi. Rashi doesn't go three, but he says, we're talking about Tchias HaMeisim here. B'sham HaYomrim, Shalosh, Kitoy, Sein, Liyam HaDin. If you want to look in Tysis talks about, why do you need another din? If your neshama was purged from all that various, it sat in Gehenna for 12 months, why do you need another judgment? Okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see if these people deserve Tchias HaMeisim or not, whatever it is. Shalosh, Kitoy, Sein, Liyam HaDin. Once again, the same thing. You have the tzaddikim that have no problem. They're going to go forever. They have the rishayim that don't go anywhere. And then you have the 50-50 guys. Tzaddikim gemurim nechtam nechtam latin l'chayim oylam. They go loylam vayed, oylam abba. Rishayim gemurim nechtam nechtam latin l'gehenem. They stay in Gehenem. Shenem ha'av v'ravim yisheni ad masafar yekitu eile l'chayim oylam. Ve'eile some are going to go l'chay oylam, ve'ile l'charafa, is going to be busha v'charpa. It's a shame. L'diroi in oylam, complete disgust forever. Beninim, yardin l'gehenem, top of yudzayin omid aleph, umet tzavtzefim. Tzavtzefim is a lashon of to scream and to cry, says Rashi. V'oylin, basically a quick tvila in the mikvah of gehenem. It's to purify the soul for a moment. Poof, in, out, they scream, they come out. By the way, there's many, many Gehenim jokes. I have many. If you want, we have 317 and 246 are really good ones, but we're not going to tell them right now. Shenemar, Vevesis Ashlishis Bo'esh. The third group, I put in the fire. In other words, I purified them through fire. Vitziraftim Kitzroivis Akezim. I purified them like the how do you call the guys that work on silver? The silversmith, the goldsmith, yeah? They purify the silver, and I refined it like you refine gold. The Gehenim is not a punishment. It's a way to purify the neshama, that the neshama should be zoicha to chayi oylam, chayi nitzchim. Chana, one of the seven neviyois, she said, Hashem meimis u'mechaya, Hashem takes away life and does tchia, moirit sha'oil v'ayal, and he puts into Gehenim and pulls out. So here you see the idea. The neshama goes into the Gehenim and comes out. V'rav chesed. Hashem is so full of chesed. Mateh klapei chesed. So if a person is a beinoni and you have 50-50, so the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it that you're 51 and you go into Gan Eden. It's a perfect shear for Gav Lin over here. As he goes into mitzvahs, you got to be careful, my friend. Make sure you have roiv mitzvahs. V'aleim omad David ahafti ki yishma Hashem es koili. So David considered himself unbelievable. David HaMelech, who most people on Meaningful People, because this is the big raya, of course, to everything, on Meaningful People, the when they ask you, who would you like to spend 1 hour with, if you had a choice, I think most people say David HaMelech. It's one of the most common answers. David HaMelech, he was the underdog who made it big, and his Yerushalayim and Tehillim and everything else. He himself thought of himself as a Beinoni. He says, "How hafti kishma Hashem is koyle. I love when HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to me." Baleim Amar David kol parasha kula on these beinanim, the 50-50 people. That loisi, I'm poor. V'li yishia. This Gemara is going to explain it soon what that loisi means. Why am I poor? Poor mitzvahs. Poishi Yisrael begufan. If a person is poisheya, as the Gemara is going to explain, somebody that doesn't do mitzvahs on purpose. The Gemara is going to explain. Yardim legehenim v'nidonim ba yud beis chodesh 12 months in Gehenim. None of this quick tefillah business of a moment and coming out. Lach yud beis chodesh gufan kala unishmasan isrefes. After 12 months, their body in the ground within 12 months is going to rot. Nothing's going to be left of it. Unishmasan isrefes. I guess because tzaddikim don't really rot like that. Nishmasam isrefes, and in Gehenim, their neshama burns, becomes nothing. Beruach mefazartim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spreads the ashes. Tachas kapis ragli tzadikim, gives them a little bit. It's actually it's a nice thing. It's a good thing for these neshamas that they're under the feet. I don't think it's a bizarre, like, oh, I'm stepping on Haman. It's more like, I'm putting you, you're part of the tzadik. You're underneath the tzadik. At least that. Shenemar, vasoisem Rishoyim, the Rishoyim will be trampled. Ki you efer tachas, tachas kapois ragleichem, should be the ashes underneath the feet of the tzaddikim. Aval aminim, but a person who's a min. In other words, he takes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words and he flips it. V'amasoyrois, and people that are moiser, they tell the authorities, they go to the IRS or whatever it is, and they tell people at the IRS, here, this, and they take the Jewish money, huh? Mishtarat Tzvayit. I guess somebody had a problem with Mishtarat Tzvayit once upon a time. Okay, you want to get up here and tell us your story? I don't think so. I guess one of his buddies snitched on him to the military police. You do something like that, you're a moiser. Rashi talks about money, taking the money, the Jewish money, and giving it to the non-Jew. Vapikarsim. The apikarsim, what's an apikaris? Mevazet tamid chachamim. Somebody who disagrees with the Gemara says, ah, shtusim, a snake, push the wine this way. People say things all the time about Gemara. You're considered apikaris, says Rashi. Mevazet tamid chachamim. Shekavru bat Torah, v'shekavru b'tchiz ha-meisim, if they don't believe even in one pasuk in the Torah, that's shtusim. That's it, you're done. V'shekavru b'tchiz ha-meisim, you don't deserve to be resurrected, to come back to life. Rashi skips the next three words. V'shapirshum darki tzibur. V'shenasnu chitisam be'eretz chayim. A person puts his fear to the living. He's in charge of the tzibur, and all he does is he pushes people around. V'shchatu v'chitiv sarab. Mizachayte emachti. The Gemara explains all this. Shigayin Yeravam ben Avad v'chaveriv. Yeravam was so worried about his power that he's going to be stripped of his power, that he refused to let Klal Yisrael be oil l'regel. He put blockades on the roads going up to Yerushalayim, and he put Avodah Zarah where they were. And he said, Rabbi said, there's no need to go to Beis HaMikdash. He was worried if they would get to Beis HaMikdash, they're going to throw him out. It was so important for him to remain the king that he was machti everybody else. Yardim l'gehenna v'nidonim ba l'doyre doyres. They don't come out. It's not 12 months. It's a lot longer. It's for generations. Shenemar v'yotzu v'ro. So you got to go to the end of the pasuk. This is the part that the Gemara wants to tell you. It says the goimer, so you have to finish the pasuk. The fire is never going to be extinguished. It's going to last forever. That fire, unfortunately, for those in that whole list. Gehenim kala vehein. Einon, Kulin, the Marshal asks, how is it possible? The words just mean the Gehenim is going to be over. It's going to stop. The fire is going to go out, and they don't. So what happened to them? There's no fire. So what happened to them? Okay, say your own shot. There's no Gehenim, but they are going to what? They're going to continue to burn. They're going to continue to suffer from their wounds, from their burns that they already have. Something. Shenemar v'etzurom. Their shape is going to outlast Gehenim. Gehenim is going to be over, and they're going to still be something. Why do they deserve such a punishment? They, because of them, there's a churban Beis Hamikdash. Shenemar mizvuloi, vein zvulah le Beis Hamikdash. Shenemar, this is considered the Beis Hamikdash, the word zvul. Benoi v'nisi Beis Zvulach. V'aleim ha-mechana, again, the Nevi'ah said, Hashem, yechatu miriva of Hashem, you should shatter those who fight against you. Omer Yitzchok bar Oven. So, l'chayra, this is a machloik, is what's going on here, but l'chayra is talking about those in this category right here, the chatzi-chatzi, which have a little bit of a poisheya in them, so they go into Gehenim for a moment, because if you chatzi-chatzi, and you don't have a poisheya, you wore tefillin every day of your life, then you don't really go to Gehenim at all. So you're a Gehenim guy, says, Omer Avitzel Bar Oven, yes, you're going to Gehenim, and it's only for a split moment. You ever saw the bottom of a pot? You try to scrub it and scrub it with steel wool and all sorts of things, it still remains black. A person who goes into Gehenim, unfortunately, he'll remain black. So he could be in Gan Eden with the Tzadikim, but the Chofetz Chaim will look at him and say, ah, you're a Gehenim mensch. He has a name. Everybody knows this guy, Nebuch, was in Gehenim. His La'ilam Vaed, his face has a stain from Gehenim. He's black, like at the bottom of a pot. Upneim doim l'shulik deiro. What's B'nai Mechayza? In those days, Mechayza is like America. Fat, geschmacka guys that ate in restaurants every day. Best, driving around the Cadillacs and the Cadillacs. The Maybachs, the Ford, the not the Poshita Range Rover. The $200,000 Range Rover. Umekri B'nai Gehenom. Oyvei, no, not the Americans. Chas v'shal, I didn't mean that. Umekari B'nai Gehenom. They have a name. That's what... This guy, Nebuch, he went into Gehenim even for 1 minute. Gehenim. Omar Mar, Beisil Oymrim, Virav Chesed, Mate Klavi Chesed. So, there's a big question here in the Rishayim. If, what happens to the Chatzi Chatzi guy? Everybody's wondering, I'm sure everybody's asking the question. Chatzi Chatzi. He spoke Lashon Hara, he ate a little Chazer, he did a lot of Averis. Yeah. Yeah. He ate chaza 3 times, but he learned Torah his whole life. Why is he not a chatzi chatzi? He's a chatzi chatzi. He takes lulav. He ate chaza once, shook lulav once. I don't know which one is greater. I'm saying he's a chatzi chatzi, whatever it is. What, a guy that eats chaza, he's done for life? He goes to Gehenna for 12 months? Whatever chatzi, you say what, Lashon Hara, yeah? You're happy with Lashon Hara? It might be worse than chaza. I don't know.
We don't know.
Okay.
It's hard to say what's chatzi chatzi. We don't know.
We don't know. I'm giving you a marshal. I don't know. But I'm assuming a guy... Human beings sin. Human beings sin. So whatever chazi, I'm giving a marshal, just l'saber soizen. A guy did literally 50-50. He learns in koil half a day, and he watches movies half a day. He's a 50-50 guy. Okay? Whatever you want to call out there. He wears a baseball cap half a day, and a black hat half a day. A mamsha Russia gomor, and a tzadik gomor. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. Okay? So that guy, he goes straight into Gan Eden. No Gehenim, not even for 1 minute. What happened to all his averes? Hashem doesn't forgive. This is not you go to the priest and mutterlach. What happens? So there's a whole nidain. So maybe he gets less Gan Eden, or very important in this world that Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of him. Gives him a shtickle machla, knocks out his car, has chinuch problems, shalom bayis, v'chulu v'chulu. Okay, huh?
Hair loss.
Hair loss. You wish. That's so these guys love it. Wow. Okay. Anyway. So, you have a 50-50 guy. Rav Chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tips the scale, so to speak, makes him a good guy. Goes in the Gan Eden. But says the third category goes in the fire. Says the Gemara. Hashem b'poishi Yisrael b'gufon. No. It's not the 50-50, it's 50-50 plus the Pshia. And that then he's already in Gehenna. That's Eish. So over here, that's the Gemara understood over here now that if he does such a chet of not wearing tefillin his whole life or making fun of tefillin, he has no takana. That's why I made this thing over here. Oyvei, shkoyach. If he has Roiv Avoinois, thank you. Roiv Avoinois. If he has most averus, then it's a problem. But over here, we're talking about a 50-50 guy, and he's a Pesha Yisrael. He only goes in Gehenna for one moment. So, is 50-50. He's also a little bit of a Pesha. And if he's a Pesha Yisrael, then you have to go into fire. It's not enough. You have to go into fire. But if you're just 50-50, you don't need any Gehenim at all. So it's simply, I love it when Hashem hears me out. When am I beloved on you? When you, I know that you're hearing my tachanunim, my tefilos. I'm poor, but nevertheless, you will save me. Mina mitzvahs. I have very few mitzvahs. Lina l'Yoshia, please find favor and save me. Pesha Yisrael b'guf ha'maniu. Who are these Pesha Yisrael? Omerav, kakafto, d'leimonach tefillin. So Tosfos points out, it's not a guy that, many times it happens, unfortunately, a guy wakes up late, he says, okay, first I'll go to yeshiva, I'll go to work, I'll put on tefillin later, and then what happens later, he forgets that. That's not a kakafto, d'leimonach tefillin. He has his tefillin in front of him. Like there's a terrible video of a yeshiva guy that went off the derech and he took his tefillin and he burnt them, b'fnei kolam ve'eda, a whole video, and later on he did tshuva. But the guy that says, these tefillin are bozoy on me, that's a problem. The Rishonim also say, it's not dafka tefillin. It's any mitzvah. If a person never benches. Never benches. Yeah, I eat bread, benching is not for me. That's a karkafta deloy birka samazim. It's the same thing. It's any mitzvah that he raises, not dafka tefillin. I was just thinking when I was learning this that as somebody I learned in Panovich, what is possibly the worst thing that could happen to me at my son's chasana? A Lubavitcher setting up a tefillin stand at my son's shmorg. And that's what happened. Shlomi Klein set up a tefillin stand. So ask me if I cared. Not only did I care, I loved it. I thought it was unbelievable. He 19 people at the chasana put on tefillin, one of them for the first time in 4 years. They had to pay him $200, but he put on tefillin, first time in 4 years. And I was thinking to myself that my tefillin, maybe 10 people used them over, you know, the last 30 years. It's terrible, Zach. What?
That night?
It was Sunday afternoon, actually. But good question, not at night. Yeah, why? Because they want to save these guys from being kakafta l'imonach tefillin. I was in my partner, the guy is literally a billionaire. Not every time, I sit there on Fridays, Lubavitcher Bochum come in and he says, get out of here. Mamish, mevaza them. I told you last week. He tells me, Eli, these guys come to me for the last 6-7 years. Lamaisa, they got him. At the end of the day, they got him. This guy is mamish lahachas. And one time they got him. I don't know when. And he told me, yeah, I was mevater. He respected that. They don't even chap because he sits in a little tiny office and he shares with somebody else. But he's not a millionaire, a billionaire. These Lubavitchers don't even know what a mind they're sitting on over here. I don't know that I'll give them a dime, but okay. Yeah. Omarav, I told this client about this guy. Omarav. So, what does Pesha Yisrael always begufan mean? Omarav, Baveira. Goyim also are chayev be'arayis, the aveshishish, etc. Certainly Yidden, but you don't have to come on to that, but Yidden's tefillin. Omarav, Baveira. What does it mean they put the fear on the living? A guy in charge of the tzibur, stam, throws his weight around. If he does that, he doesn't have good intent. It's a good thing. Okay. You won't be zoicha to see a son of Talmud Chacham. If they fear him, lo yirik kol chacham elev, he won't see the chacham. Beisel lo yirim v'rav chesed matik labi chesed. Hechi Ovid, how does Hashem do it? He has a scale. How does Hashem tip the scale? Rebbe lo zoymer koiv shoy. So, here's the scale. Here's the mitzvahs. Here's the averus. Hashem simply pulls down the mitzvahs. Shenemar, Yoshuv, yirachameinu yichbish yavani, seinu. Rebbe Yosi bar Chanino amar noisei. The opposite. Rabbi, I have a picture, not of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a little bit chas v'shalom, but I was looking because this happened to me. Not mamash like this. Here's a guy in the airport, and look where his foot is. He's noisei. He's lifting up the weight. Because Maisa Shaya with me, true story. I weighed all my suitcases, and every single one of my suitcases was overweight by 5-6 pounds. So I come to the curbside checking. I give the guy a 20, and I look at the number. It says 49 pounds. Everything is a 49er. I take a look, and his foot is lifting up the suitcase from his side. I guess he could get in trouble if it says a different thing. He's lifting for 20 bucks. He put his foot in there. It was gewaldig. Okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also puts his feet up sometimes. He kaviyachol, he lifts it up for us. He helps us out. Noisei shenemar noisei oven v'oiver al pesha. Tana de Rebbe Shmuel ma'vi rishon rishon. You know how it works, as Rebbe Shmuel? It's not that it's weighted down and then he has to do some shtick and then lift it up. As it comes on, he starts taking stuff out of the suitcase. He says, this doesn't belong here, this doesn't belong here. And by the time it gets there, now it's the mitzvahs weigh more. Says the Gemara, oh, so if he's taking stuff out of this suitcase and he throws them away, so you think, oh, even if you have more averis, he already threw some of the averis out. No, that's not a good trick. He puts it to the side, he doesn't throw it away. So now if it accumulates and you actually have more averis, it's not 50-50, then whatever you took out of the suitcase is going to come back to the suitcase, it's going to be a 90-pound suitcase, and that's it, you're done. Then it comes together. The most famous Gemara, not most famous, a very, very important Gemara, but it's kedai to say it over and over. If a person overcomes his natural tendency to yell back, to insult back, it's a very simple fact of mida keneged mida. If you act a certain way to your friends and to your family, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts that way with you. Who does HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive? If he himself, and we're not going to go into all the stories, but it's famous, Yadua, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky always tells people, many stories of people that didn't have shidduchim, people that didn't have children, wait for that moment when somebody insults you, and be quiet, and think to yourself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm being quiet now, please help me out in the shidduch, please this, that, and people bought it off people ran over to other people, please, my daughter doesn't have a shidduch, please take that schus and give it to her, etc., etc. Many maises. A lot of them are in my book, 9 months later. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna was dying. Oh, Rav Papa, Rav Papa went there and wanted to see what's going on. Chazi he saw that it's all over for Rav Huna. Omar Luhu, he said a little bit too loud, Tzavitu le zvato. No, go get him, tachrichim. Get going. Unfortunately for Rav Papa, he wakes up. Have a mikzav, Rav Papa lemikzei. Rav Papa was very embarrassed. There's a guy that he's on his deathbed and he smells the kugel. He tells his son, he says, go get me a piece of kugel. So he goes into the kitchen, he comes flying back. He says, Mommy said, the kugel's for after the levaya. You can laugh all you want. It happened to me. I'm not going to go say now what happened, but put it this way. I flew back to Chicago because my mother was mamish on her last moments. It was after I came back to Chicago from flying quickly to Chicago. I was in the airport, got off the plane. My father said, come back this second. I got back on the plane, paid, I don't know, $2,000 to get back on the plane, went back to New York, and she was dying there, and she goes, why do I smell candles next to me? A Maisa Shahaya, I don't want to go into it, but somebody lit some candles there because when the neshama goes out, there should be candles. And here's the mace. She was nifter right afterwards, but I mean, not afterwards. It took a few days, but I didn't go back to Chicago. Anyway, yeah, it could be funny, but not my. Okay, Zokti Gemara. Omalei my chazes. So they asked him, you went up there. What happened? Omar, in Hachi Havad. Like Rav Papa said that I'm going to die. Yes, I deserve to die. I was about to die. Said to them over there, since he's not a person that's makbid on other people, let's not be makbid with him, let's let him go back. The leftover from his heritage from the Nachla, Alya of a koitzpah, says Rashi. Alya is the fattest, the fatty tail. The koitzpah, but it has a problem in it. That what? L'sheir is nachlosei v'loy l'cholda. Not everybody's zoicha to this. Only l'sheir is nachlosei. Some people, turning to David Zion on the base. L'mi, shemesim atzmi kishurayim. A person who's over al pesha, he's mevater, but he's a anov. He's not mevater because, you could be mevater because you're balgaiva. If a guy goes over to the president of the United States and says, oh, you idiot, the president's not going to yell back at him. It's not lufi chvoidai. But that's not because he's a chash of a guy. It's because he's a balgaiva. That's why he's not, but if a person does it ba'anova, and he says, I'm not going to answer back because I'm a nothing and whatever, then he's zaycha. Sponsored by MDY Tehillim Group for all those in Nishadukh Murphus and Shuas, please join us at Tehillim.imindav.com and sponsor anonymously Schus for Shalatamar Chayo Ba Sarot Avrefur Shlema Bekarev. Over Ravuna Rami. Ravuna has a contradiction. Ksiv. Tzadik Hashem Bechod Rachov. Tzadik means Hashem is going to do it exactly by the book. Everything. Ksiv. Vechosiv Bechol Masav. Is he going to go by the book or is he going to go Lifni Meshur Sadin like a chosid? Which one is it? Betchilot Tzadik. He starts off going by the book, L'basayif Chassid, when he realizes, says Rashi, that nobody's going to last and nobody's going to be able to make it through the din, he uses Chassid. Rebbe Lazar Rami, Ksiv, Ulcha Adinoi Chassid, Uksiv, Ki Ata Teshalim Ish Kimaseyu. So you're doing Chassid, and then it says, no, I'm going to do exactly whatever Aver you did, you're going to get paid for. So which one is it? Batchila, Ki Ata Teshalim Kimaseyu, V'l'basayif Ulcha Hashem Chassid. Ilfi, Vamrilo Ilfa, depends, either his name was Ilfi or Ilfa. Rami, he asked a contradiction. Siv, Rav Chesed, Hashem does much Chesed. Uchsiv Ve'emes, no, but it's very Emes. Batchilo Ve'emes. Losoi Rav Chesed, there was a Rebbe who came up to Shemayim and he couldn't believe it. They were giving him Gehenim. So he said, what's going on here? I don't deserve Gehenim. They said, no, but we're a tzaddik, we're medaktik, Gechut Asaira. You're a tzaddik, you're a Rebbe. No, I'm not a real tzaddik. I have my phone and the zach and I do the things when nobody's looking. Ah, okay, ve'emes. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu dealt with him and took him out. You want to, what are you? You have to decide. Either you think you're a tzaddik? No. You want to go ve'emes? Fine, we'll go ve'emes. Zok to Gemara. It was a Rosh Hashiva, not a Rebbe, I'm sorry. Rebbe Lazar Rami, Ksiv L'cha Hashem Chassid, Uchsiv Ki Atos Hashem L'ish Kimaseyu. Yeah, we said this already? Yes. Vayavar Hashem al pono vayikra Hashem passed by Moshe. Vayavar, what is the lashon vayavar? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, the modeling mikra kosov. If it wouldn't say mamish in the Torah, ef shalomer. It's also to say such a thing. Milamich in the satav hakadosh baruch hu yishliach tzibur. Vayavar, like over is over to the what do you call it? What? Over lefnei ateva. It's a lashon of davening for the amad. Hakadosh baruch hu put a talis on. Vehera loy lemoisha say the tefillah and says, you say this, and I can never not listen to this tefillah. What's the tefillah? Yud gimel midos. Omer loy, calls man shisro choytim, yasilophoni can say that as it, vani moichalem. No matter what, you say, Hashem Hashem, which is a double lashon, which is midas rachamim. Aniu koydim shechta adam, vaniu lacha shechta adam, viyasa tshuva. Provided that you do tshuva, I will listen to this tefillah, el rachum vechanum. Omar, Rabbi Yehuda, Bris Kruso, Liyud Gimel Midah She'enim Chayzus Reikam. Right, we say, Zuchar Lo Rayayim Bris Shloish Esrei. What's Bris Shloish Esrei? Hashem made a Bris with Klai Yisrael after Yud Gimel Midah. Yud Gimel Midah is Pasuk Vav. In Pasuk Yud, it says, Hine Anoichi Koyer's Bris. This is a covenant. This is a Bris that I'm making with Klai Yisrael. You say this and you're out. It's a get out of jail free card. Omar, Rabbi Yochanan. And this is a problem that Gemara is going to have and ask many kashas. Could tshuva undo a final decree? There's a decree from the king. This is it. Could you undo it? Look at this nation. Their heart is heavy and they're not listening. They don't want to even listen. But if he understands with his heart, And he does tshuva, v'rafaloi, he'll be healed. How do you know that the pasuk is saying v'rafaloi after is already decreed? V'rafaloi means he's sick. It doesn't say he won't become sick. It says he is sick already, and we can undo the sickness. In other words, there's gzardin. It happened already. Meisve kasho hashov bein tayim. If a person does tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, moichalim loy loy shov bein tayim after Yom Kippur. Afilu hevi kol eilei nevayish shabbat, bring all the best korbanos in the world. Hey moichalim loy. It says mafurish that after Yom Kippur you do not, you can't do tshuva. Doesn't work if you do tshuva. Loy kasho ha biyachid abetzibur. The tshuva after Yom Kippur has to be done. It has a communal tshuva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meichel. Very, very tough stuff, Rabbi Yisai. Very. You think you can do tshuva whenever you want. Seems like over here, after Yom Kippur, you have a big problem. If you don't do tshuva on Yom Kippur, to do tshuva afterwards, it's only Betzibur, according to this Gemara. Tough stuff. Bottom line is, Gav, don't do any Averis. Trust me. It's not Kedai. No Averis. Meisvei. Oh! You heard what Yeshua said? He just reminded me. A beautiful Taisus. He said, if you do the daf, you're good. So there's a Taisus here on Amud Aleph. I just thought it was interesting. He says, sorry. Karkafta de leimanach tefillin. Taisus says, im oisik batayra. If you do the daf, kimeniach tefillin dam. It has the power of tefillin, the omr b'mechlil, oisik batayra, potter min atfillin. Okay, thanks for reminding me, Yeshua. I have no idea where we are. Omr Abidida, where are we? Oh. Meisvei, Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo. The eyes of Hashem, he's watching Eretz Yisrael. Itim L'Toiva, Itim L'Ra. Sometimes Hashem does for the good, sometimes for the bad. What does it mean? Itim L'Toiva Ketzad. Harisho Yisrael Risham Gemurim Rosh Hashanah. If Klal Yisrael really bad, Upatzkin Linksham Muatim. So therefore, all Klal Yisrael as a whole got exardin. There'll be very little rain this year in Eretz Yisrael. L'Soif Chazurim, they all did tshuva. Lois V'Aleim Yevshah. Look at this. Rabbi says it's unbelievable. This Gemara. Hashem doesn't have the power to undo his gzar din, it says over here. We're done. Once he says there's no rain, no rain. Cry, do all the tanesim in the world, it's not going to happen. Shikvar nigzer gzera. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu meridum bizmanam al haaretz atzrich lehem hakol lefi haaretz. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu does give that little rain exactly in so-and-so's garden. He doesn't disperse it as he usually does. He does it very, it's very local. Very, itim l'ra, focused. Itim l'ra, something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it for the bad. Ketzad ha'arei sho Yisrael tzedikim gemurim b'ru Rosh Hashanah. Everybody's perfect on Rosh Hashanah. Rupatzim l'ing shor merubim. And Hashem said, everybody should have a lot of rain. L'soiv chazru b'em, and then they went off the derech. L'vchoiz me'em yevsha. Again, Hashem cannot change his mind. Shikvan nigzer gzeira. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu maridim sholeim bizmanam ala haaretz sheinam tzuch alayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts it in the wrong place. Okay, he waters the field that nobody planted there. Or early, whatever it is. But why can't you break the din? Shani Hasam, Devshar Bahaki. Why can't he just break the din and give them a little bit more rain? Shani Hasam, Devshar Bahaki. If I focus the rain in certain places, I don't have to break the norm of the world. The norm is I don't break Zeris. Yes, I could. At the end of the day, I could if I really wanted to, but I don't have to. Toshma, your day, Yamba Nia is those. Who their job is to be on a ship. They work on the great oceans. Hey, Maro, Mas Hashem. Those are the people that always have fear of Hashem. They see Hashem's hand. Stop all the waves. And they scream to Hashem when they have distress. Yoydu l'ashevem chazdoi, yoydu l'ashevem chazdoi, yoydu l'ashevem chazdoi, v'niv lois av livnei yavod. Oh, you guys are shvach. Okay, we got to go. You see what happens, Nachman, when you don't sing?
See what happens when
we don't finish the daf? What happens? Then we have to repeat it tomorrow. V'yitzaku l'ashem b'tzar lehem, ki izbi'a nefesh ekeo, we got mamish, we were full of the daf. V'nefesh re'eva, but if you have somebody like Nachman Seltzer who's hungry for the daf, milei toiv, gevaldik. Zok the Gemara, awesome simonios, ka'akim v'rakim shabbat Torah. You finished the daf? Let me show you what the pshat is, Nachman. Ka'akim, simonios means this. I just took it out of my art scroll, chumash. If you look closely, I don't know if you can see. Oh, you see the yellow? The highlighted upside down nuns, and there are seven of them. What's the pshat in these upside down nuns? They are ach v'rach, but and only. Shabbat Torah, loy malach. Tzaku, if they scream, and if they cry, koydim gzar din, before it's over, na'anim, I'll listen to them. But if they scream after the Gzardin, I'm not going to answer them. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't break. Why? But according to you, according to Rabbi Yochanan, I could do tshuva and break it. Says Gemara, no. You have to say pshat in the pasuk. Hananami ki yichidim damu. If you're like an individual, you're on a ship, and you think about yourself, then you're yachid, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't listen to you. If you're a family, you do it together with others, then, by the way, what does it mean? If I'm in shul, and I daven, and all I care about is that, oh, I should do well in parnasa, I should do well, you're yachid. If you're together in a shul, and we're all davening for one cause, then you're tzibur, toshma, shala b'loirio, hagiyaris is Rabbi Gamliel, ksibet ha'raskim, it says in your Torah, because she's a guy now, your Torah, it says, Asher le Yisof Anim. Hashem doesn't show any favor to anybody. But it also says, Yisa Hashem Ponav Elecha. Hashem should show favor to you. Rabbi Gamliel, do you mind if I answer? Let me answer. Oh my Allah. Em Shalach Moshul. I borrow from you $1,000 and in front of the king, I promise in front of the king, I'm going to give it back to you in a month. Never happens. And he swears in the name of the king. He gives Ma'an V'loi Proi. So he did two things. First, he disgraced the king's name. Second, he didn't pay off his chayv. So he says, I apologize, the king, your honor, I disgraced your name. So what does the king say? I forgive you. But pay $1,000. There's a difference. Hashem says, the difference, I can't forgive you for being adam l'chaveiro. You can do tshuva all you want. You can say sorry for talking lashon hara to Hashem, but you must go to the person you spoke lashon hara about. I shouldn't be saying this. The person that, whatever, you beat up, you have to ask mechila. It doesn't help that you ask Hashem for forgiveness. Have a wonderful day. Yeah.